Welcome to the Feminine Principle Podcast, a journey into the heart of the female psyche. I'm your host, Nicola Lucy, shamanic practitioner who specializes in shadow work for women and founder of the Feminine Principle. Hello, ladies, and welcome to this episode of the Feminine Principle Podcast, where today we are healing the wounds passed down in the womb. Every woman is born with around a million eggs. Therefore, the egg both you and your mother were born from began in the womb of your maternal grandmother. I invite you to allow this to sink in a moment, because every time I give myself permission to sit with this biological wisdom and the thread that passes from mother to daughter and beyond fills me with such wonder and awe at the magnificence and mystery of a woman's reproductive cycle. The womb is the sacred space of woman, the cauldron of creativity and life force. It contains all that you are, all that you have ever been, and all that you are yet to become. And the energy and wisdom held within this space has an impact on every experience you will have as a woman, through maidenhood, motherhood, and cronehood, through birth, life, and death, as a woman, as a mother, and as a daughter. The womb is also the space where you experience the world for the first time through your mother. Everything she experiences in her life, you experience on an unconscious level. Her health, energy and vitality, her emotions, beliefs and behaviors all imprint on your unborn self. Therefore, if your mother experienced stress and anxiety, pain and suffering, ill health, addictions or medical interventions, violence, abuse, or neglect during her pregnancy, you too will have experienced it. If your mother experienced a really challenging pregnancy and had many fears, guilt, or shame, depression, grief, or anger, or if she rejected your presence in any way, then this too will be transmitted to you, her unborn child. Then there is the wounding, trauma, and conditioning your mother experienced in her life, going back to when she was held in her mother's womb. If these have never found resolution and your mother continued to react with powerful and often uncontrollable emotions and behave in an unhealthy way, then these too will be passed on to you. And equally so with the unconscious patterns her psyche created as a result of the trauma she experienced that separated her from her own true nature, her own gifts, strengths and talents, power and potential, dreams and desires. The threads of this very early experience will shape your own unconscious identity and the relationship you have with yourself and others as you grow through life. They shape how you parent your children and how you mother yourself. They shape what you believe and the way you behave and the way you react and interact with the world around you. And all of it is unconscious, hidden in your cellular memory, your body and your womb. Therefore, it's no wonder when my clients begin their journey with shadow work for women that the womb plays a central role. Not only by reconnecting back to this vital, wisdom-filled powerhouse held within, but also to let go of all the aspects inherited from their maternal line that don't serve their highest and their greatest good. I invite you to press pause a moment and reflect on all the similar threads that you see between yourself and your mother. Everything that is unresolved within you or your maternal line has now been passed on to your children and the next generation, albeit unconsciously. Even if you don't have children, you are still carrying so much that needs to find resolution so they do not get passed on to those around you. One of my clients recently referred to this as the legacy piece that was so important for her to resolve by doing the Shadow Work for Women 9-month program. She was aware of how her own behavior patterns created from the trauma she suffered as a child at the hands of her own unconscious mother were impacting her children. She felt incapable of putting a stop to it because it was too overwhelming. However, with time and patience, each thread was revealed, so she felt empowered to consciously change her behavior and belief systems to create a new blueprint for her children. Even looking back through the generations of the maternal line, we can see how common threads may prevail. The generation of my grandmother, for example, who lived through World War II, when fear, survival and war, violence, death and trauma was experienced on an individual and collective level. Survival is a primal instinct of all humans, and the patterns it creates in the psyche are raw, visceral and real, and makes us behave in all sorts of unconscious ways, both rationally and irrationally. We see this often in women who are always busy, always doing, always worrying, controlling or reacting, because they have been unconsciously conditioned to just survive at all costs. And these patterns we've inherited from within the womb. Trauma was never discussed in that generation. Emotions were never encouraged. Bad behavior was blindly accepted. And women constantly put up and shut up with what they received, suppressing their own needs and boundaries. And these patterns we can see through our own lineage because they are still being perpetuated today. All of these threads have been passed down from womb to womb until one person on the maternal line makes the conscious decision to heal these fractured threads and change the weave for the next generations following in their wake. Working with the maternal line in this way has been the foundation of the work I now do at the Feminine Principle. From a very young age, I wanted to understand why a woman, in this case my own biological mother, would choose to live a life separate from her child, me, as this went against the very fabric of what it means to be a woman and a mother. When I got pregnant at the age of 19, which was exactly the same age my biological mother was when she had me, I knew intuitively I was repeating the pattern. So I chose to terminate the pregnancy, knowing I did not want to pass on this legacy of abandonment to my own children. While I broke this particular thread, it actually revealed another and another, all relating to the hidden wounds of motherhood, crossing generations and lifetimes, lands and cultures, all of which needed to be healed and integrated. The shadow work process that is at the heart of the work I do will often take clients back into the womb of their mother, as it holds vital clues to their own behavior and the unhealthy patterns they are manifesting in their life and relationships today. Being able to experience themselves in this way, they see the unconscious patterns they have inherited from a completely different perspective. They see the struggles of their mother reacting to her life and relationships from her own wounding trauma and conditioning, doing the best she can with what she has. They feel their mother's pain and suffering, their fight for survival and how they tried to control what was evidently out of control. And they can feel this because they equally know and feel it within themselves every single day. They just haven't been able to understand it or explain it because they have never been able to get to the root of it, because it's all hidden, very buried in the psyche. Stepping out of their subjective conflict, they step into the objective witness, unlocking hidden wisdom they never knew existed. They no longer blame their mother for behaving the way they did, and instead feel an outpouring of love and compassion and forgiveness. And in doing so, they expand into a greater understanding of human nature and how the impact of unconscious trauma is passed from one person to the next, intergenerationally. No amount of self-healing, self-development, or therapy has ever given them this opportunity before, because these are the very threads of the tapestry of life. Woven so finely through their shadow soul and psyche, they have to be emotionally and spiritually ready to change the weave on such a deep level. Because it does change the weave. It changes the very nature of your life and relationships. And this is power. Power that flows from the deep wisdom of the primordial waters of the mother and the feminine. Wisdom that is not accessible to the intellect alone. So how do we begin healing the wounds of the womb? To begin exploring the wounds of the womb, you will need the greatest gifts of all. Time and patience, attention and awareness. This is not a journey that comes from the head and intellectual understanding. It is a journey of feeling and receiving, intuiting the thread you need to follow through your emotional intelligence at any given moment. Being gentle with yourself is of the utmost importance. Not pushing too hard to get a result, but to allow your body to give up her secrets as and when you're ready to receive them. Everything in this work has divine timing, and it's in this you trust, especially in the moments when you may not trust yourself or what you are experiencing. Learning to connect back to your own womb will help your process, for this is where the wisdom and the healing reside. If you live too much in the chaos of your head and in the doing, then I invite you to learn how to take your attention back down into your womb as you go through your day, gently and lovingly. I invite you to explore your own relationship with your mother, what you love and what you hate. Observe her dominant emotions and behavior patterns and how they trigger you, what they trigger in you, and how they make you react, watching for the commonalities in your own behavior and what you are repeating in your own life and relationships. And for those of you who have no memory or contact with your biological mother or were brought up by a caregiver, the process is still the same, albeit on a different level. Your womb holds the wisdom you need to unlock the thread of the mother line you never knew. I'm absolutely dedicated to this level of work because I know it holds the key to help us redefine the relationship that we have with ourselves, others, and Mother Earth, and to heal all we have suffered through and continue to experience in a fractured way. And what's more, we have a responsibility to the next generations following in our wake. And more than anything, we have the power. As long as we have the intention, we have the power to heal these wounds on a much deeper level. The wounds carried in the womb are vital to our understanding, to helping us understand our world and what we are creating. And so the question is, what legacy do you want to leave? What legacy do you want to leave for yourself and for your children following in your wake? If you've enjoyed this episode of the Feminine Principle podcast, I invite you to join 600 plus women for the Notes from Your Shadow newsletter. Every Saturday, you'll receive wisdom and inspiration to help you fall in love with your shadow and have a deeper, more loving relationship with yourself, others, and Mother Earth.